Two Reuters journalists walked free from prison in Myanmar Tuesday after spending more than 500 days behind bars. Reuters' Michelle Hennessy has details.
Reuters has said the two men did not commit any crime and had called for their release. Editor-in-chief Stephen Adler released this statement after they walked free.
We are enormously pleased that Myanmar has released our courageous reporters, Walon and Cha So-woo. Since their arrest 511 days ago, they have become symbols of the importance of press freedom around the world. We welcome their return.
Before their arrest in December 2017, the two journalists had been working on an investigation into the killing of 10 Rohingya Muslim men and boys by security forces and Buddhist civilians in Rakhine State. The killings took place during an army crackdown that began in August 2017. And according to UN estimates, it sent more than 730,000 Rohingya fleeing to neighboring Bangladesh. The report Walon and Cha So-woo authored was awarded the Pulitzer Prize.
That's Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reporting. China says its negotiators are preparing to travel to the United States for their next round of trade talks this week, even as U.S. President Trump threatened higher tariffs on billions of dollars of Chinese goods after he complained the process is taking too long. His Twitter comments Sunday about the new tariffs sent Asian stocks and U.S. futures tumbling Monday. Congressional Democrats say they are reviving their investigation into the Trump administration's response to Hurricane Maria. The September 2017 storm tore through the U.S. Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico, killing about 3,000 people in Puerto Rico and leaving behind unprecedented destruction. Some parts of the U.S. territory still lack basic services, including running water and electricity. The House Oversight Committee, led by Democrat Elijah Cummings, sent letters Monday to the White House and other areas demanding records on the government's response to the storm. This is VOA News. The U.S. is expediting the arrival of a naval aircraft carrier strike group to the Arabian Sea after concerns Iran may be planning an attack against American or allied targets. The USS Abraham Lincoln aircraft carrier is currently operating in the U.S. European Command Area of Responsibility, but will expedite its arrival to the U.S. Central Command, AOR, in order to defend American forces and interests in the region. That's according to a defense official talking to VOA. This follows a statement by National Security Advisor John Bolton. We get more from VOA White House correspondent Steve Herman.
A number of troubling and escalatory indications and warnings linked to Iran prompted the United States to deploy an aircraft carrier strike group and bomber task force to the Middle East, according to an unusual statement from National Security Advisor John Bolton. Bolton says the dispatch is intended to send a clear and unmistakable message to Iran that any attack on U.S. interests or on those of its allies will be met with unrelenting force. President Donald Trump has not commented directly on this, but in remarks to the Army's football team in the White House Rose Garden on Monday, he remarked the United States right now has the greatest military the world has ever known. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
The House panel has fired the first shot in what could be a long legal fight with the Trump administration over the special counsel's Russia report.
So we've had a deadline that looked very much like this deadline. That was for January.
If the House Judiciary Committee approves a contempt resolution, it would go to the full House. And if approved there, a criminal referral would go to the U.S. attorney here in Washington, a Justice Department official likely to defend the attorney general. The House held then AG Eric Holder in contempt in 2012. The department took no steps to prosecute him.
AP Sagar Magani, several candidates from Australia's main political parties have had to withdraw from the election campaign ahead of the May 18th poll because of racist, homophobic or anti-Islam statements.
Australia's Liberal Prime Minister Scott Morrison has been quick to distance himself from three of his party's nominees. The opposition Labour has also dropped candidates because of their offensive jokes about rape, lesbians and Catholics. In the Northern Territory, a Labour nominee, Wayne Kernoth, resigned after it was revealed he'd previously posted an Islamic State-themed photo online and had also shared a business controlled by a society of Jewish shape-shifting lizards.
Phil Mercer reporting for VOA. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Mama, mama, ooh yeah, mama. Africa. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking at your doors. So relax and let me take you around Africa on this. As we start off today from the land of Ghana, Lady Fatu by Kobe Maxwell is what we're going to start off with. And right after that, Yolena by Adas featuring Flavor from Nigeria. And Ikole, the sound of the late Oliver Ngoma from Gabon. But let's enjoy this beautiful track now by the great Kobe Maxwell, Ghanaian international music and movie star, right here on The Voice of America. This is Lady Fatu.
Kobe Maxwell. Remix. Hey, Jolly. Sholele. Show lele, oh Lady Fatima.
Nicole by Oliver Ngoma, The Late from Gabon, and before that, Yulena by Adaz of Nigeria, featuring Flavor. And at the top, Lady Fatu from Kobe Maxwell's album, Do It, and that is right from Ghana. You are listening to Your Super Show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. And I'm David Vanney here in Washington, pushing and pulling the African beats for you. Stay tuned.
My name is Kate Ona. As you see me so, I will feel this program, African Beat, on The Voice of America with my brother, David Vanney. Make you no turn your radio set off, because African Beat will bring out the beat all day for your body. Now me, Kate Ona, what day for Kano State, Ogbonge Country, Nigeria, now me talk and so. But when it comes to lust,
welcome back. The African Beat on The Voice of America. And as you continue to listen to The African Beat, don't forget to send your emails to africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. And tell us what you think about this show. Let's get the ball rolling right now. Zambe Malawu, the sound of Johnny Bash from the Democratic Republic of Congo is coming up. And right after that, Anamesh Betate by Shirin of Egypt. And In Discipline World, the sound of Vicky Fauna from Sierra Leone. But right now, Zambe Malawu by Johnny Bash of the Democratic Republic of Congo. Zambe manamu,
Zambe zali manamu, Zambe.
Oh yeah, when I be so.
Sacrifiez-moi la mon saint Yesu Nicolo ya basumu na ngai na yebi Baneke na banya mabako yembe na yotata Bilimba na mbabonde kasi ya mikono yako Ebongo ngai mwana na yoti na nini na yemba te Tika na kumisa yo
Zambe zali manamu
Kumisa Yesu masia
Zambe zali manamu
This is Rebecca, and you're listening to the African Beats on Voice of America. African Beats will make you dance and dance till dawn.
Oh,
In Discipline World, the sound of Sierra Leone's Vicky Fona. Right before that, Anamesh Betate by Shireen of Egypt. And at the top was Nzambe Malawu by Johnny Bashingezi of the Democratic Republic of Congo. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. I'm David Vandy and I'll be right back. The best music comes from Africa. And African Beat gives you the best of the best. From Benga to Juju, Hip Life to Bunga Flavor, Afrobeat to Ndombolo and Makossa to Kwaito. All happening right here on the African Beat of the Voice of America. Monday through Friday with me, your host, David Vandy. And oh yes, that is the way we do it. We bring you music from across the continent. And this is the African Beat on the Voice of America. African Revolution is our next track. Tiken Jah Fakoly from Cote d'Ivoire comes in with that one. And all worked out by Makama Morandi of Tanzania. But right now, let's take some beautiful, cool reggae music. African Revolution, the sound of Tiken Jah Fakoly of Cote d'Ivoire.
Together, yeah. I know we got together.
this email which says, "Hi, Dave. I said to my fans, keep on listening to the African beat." This is Mike Oyalowo of Cross River State in Nigeria. Mike Oday. Right now, the African beat on the Voice of America. Out by Makama Morandi of Tanzania, and before that, African Revolution by Tikenja Fakoli of Cote d'Ivoire. The African beat comes to you Mondays through Fridays. Stay close, I'll be back with more music. Do you love music from Africa and the world? VOA has the latest hits, interviews with the artists, and we are glad to take your requests. The Voice of America has what you're looking for. We have music shows to please everyone. Join us on the radio or on the internet to listen day or night. Go to voanews.com and voaafrica.com and click on your favorite program. Just follow your ears. Music from Africa and the world. We've got it on VOA. Welcome back. Now let's take a trip to Conakry, Guinea, where we combine Aisha Kone of Mali and Sekouba Kandia. And this is Ambiance à Conakry. And right after that, Fakir Echo by Azeb Wondersen, Aziti of Ethiopia featuring Abel. And we climax today, we Get Down Tonight, the sound of Abida from Kenya. But right now, Ambiance à Conakry, the sound of Aisha Kone and Sekouba Kandia of Guinea.
Bona tiri.
Yes. Be. Aisha kwenye kwenye su amewameti be.
Arabic, etc.
It is the beat.
The African beat that counts.
The beat does all the translations.
It cuts across all languages and gives us the understanding that this is the African beat.
It is so distinct.
And adhesive.
It binds us together.
African beat on The Voice of America. Mondays through Fridays, 0900 and 2000 Universal Time.
With David Bandy.
This is the African beat, where the music sounds so sweet that it makes you move your two feet. African beat. It brings out the you in you, and that's so true.
What do I mean?
Yeah. Woo! Let's go!
Got some beautiful ladies, got some handsome fellas.
Down tonight, the sound of Abida from Kenya, and right before that, Fakir Echo by Azeb Wundesen, Aziti of Ethiopia featuring Abel, and at the top, Ambiance Conakry, Aisha Kone, and Sekuba Kandia. With all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African beat on the Voice of America. Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington saying bye bye.
VOA News, I'm Tommy McNeil. Two Reuters journalists.